Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. He's been talking since 5 a.m. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries speaking out against President Trump's spending bill. He's been listing everything the Democrats think is wrong with the spending package. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will call a vote, and he does expect the bill to pass after Jeffries sits down. The Labor Department says the nation added 147,000 jobs to the U.S. economy last month, more than economists had expected. In the midst of the trade war, the nation's trade deficit is also growing.
The U.S. is still importing far more than it exports, as reflected in the numbers from May, with $279 billion in goods and services going out and $350 billion coming in. The figure tumbled in April by the largest amount on record as companies and consumers no longer were rushing to get imports ahead of President Trump's tariffs.
ABC's Jim Ryan, 14 people wounded, 4 killed in a drive-by shooting in Chicago that happened overnight. This is ABC News. A new report from the CDC finds younger Americans are getting fewer of their daily calories from fast food compared to a few years ago. Kids aged 2 through 11 seeing a steady and significant decline in hamburger, french fry, and chicken nugget consumption since 2023.
This is Jim Ryan. Separate CDC reports show that 1 in 3 American adults eat fast food daily. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton would like to see that proportion fall.
And it's not to say throw out all fast food, but making healthier choices.
Sutton says most fast food menus do offer options that are lower in fat and salt.
When you get there, choosing grilled over crispy.
Or salad over fries. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Well, that report came out before tomorrow's hot dog eating contest on New York's Coney Island. Nathan's holding its yearly contest, and after a contract dispute in 2024, perennial champ Joey Chestnut is back. He holds the world record, 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services. One call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 88 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy and very warm this afternoon. Isolated thunderstorms are possible late afternoon with a high of 87. Tonight, scattered showers and storms possible, otherwise warm and sticky with a low of 69. And tomorrow, for your 4th of July, a slight chance of a shower around daybreak, otherwise partly cloudy, hot, and humid, with heat index climbing up to the upper 90s and a high of 92. In Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 4 miles per hour, and after a low of 61 this morning, we're at 88 degrees.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Good afternoon. It's 88 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a new two-year budget to secure federal Medicaid funding. The budget passed both legislative chambers in an unprecedented single day on Wednesday into Thursday morning. Driven by urgency to access $1.5 billion in federal funds for rural hospitals. The governor signed the bipartisan agreement early this morning after it was approved by the state assembly.
It's critically important that people understand that we need to compromise when necessary. And I think that's a strength, not a weakness.
Though four Republicans in the GOP-controlled state Senate voted against the plan, five Democrats joined the remaining Republicans in voting in favor of it, including Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein. The governor says he's not disappointed in that level of support.
They have to do what they think is right, and everybody's kind of looking for what's going to happen in a couple years, and so I'm not surprised. But there's a whole bunch of Republicans that supported it, so God bless them all.
The $111 billion plan includes more than $1 billion in income tax cuts, increased special education funding, and subsidies for child care. It also raises hospital assessment rates to the federal maximum. Representative Tony Kurtz issued a statement after the Wisconsin State Assembly passed
the 2025-27 biennial budget. He said he voted in favor of the recrafted bipartisan budget because it, quote, makes investments in many priorities for Wisconsinites, end quote. Some highlights of what's included in the budget include funding key public safety initiatives like hazmat teams, urban search and rescue teams, and the replacement of our emergency response communication network. Increasing special education aid by more than $500 million to increase reimbursement rates to 42% reimbursement in the first year and 45% in the second year. Investing over $1 billion for transportation infrastructure, including local roads and bridges, state highways, and interstate projects. Ensuring Wisconsin remains competitive with neighboring states in marketing. Over $250 million to help address the issues facing childcare, including raising reimbursement rates in Wisconsin shares and providing bridge payments to providers until the new elementary school readiness program is implemented. Nearly $1.5 billion in tax cuts, including allowing a portion of retirees' income to be tax-free and expands the second bracket. Targeting investments to support accessible and affordable health care, including funds to rural hospitals, free and charitable clinics, and responding to the critical workforce shortage facing the health care industry. Providing funding for improvements to the state's parks and recreational areas to ensure residents can enjoy natural spaces. And making critical investments to support and improve the criminal justice system through increasing wages for district attorneys and public defenders and additional support for the circuit court system. Attorney General Josh Call says the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling on the state's abortion law leaves room for action by the state legislature. The court ruled Wednesday on a suit originally brought by Call and Governor Tony Evers regarding Wisconsin's 1849 law, which criminalized most abortions. Justices ruled that the 1849 law has been superseded by several other state laws and by a previous ruling from the court that the law only applied to assault which resulted in death of an unborn child, not elective abortions. The ruling makes way for a return to the state's previous status, allowing regulated abortions. Conservative Justice Annette Ziegler wrote in the dissent that the court's four liberal justices are, quote, compromised on the issue of abortion, end quote, calling their analysis flawed. In the majority opinion, Justice Annette Ziegler, Jill Karofsky, and state lawmakers are free to pass legislation modifying the court's ruling. Speaking at a Wednesday press conference, Call said, quote, we can do better through state legislation and establishing protections for continuing access to safe and legal abortions and ensuring that our laws are updated. Governor Tony Evers has signed two bipartisan bills to boost nuclear power in Wisconsin. One bill signed Wednesday allocates $2 million for a study to identify the best site for a nuclear fusion power plant. The other establishes a board to advance nuclear and fusion technology and plans a summit in 2028. Evers said that nuclear power could help combat climate change and reduce carbon emissions. The bills focus on nuclear fusion rather than fission, the nuclear reaction that powers current nuclear reactors and produces radioactive waste. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service issued two public health alerts yesterday. The first is for ready-to-eat beef jerky stick products that may be contaminated with plastic. The affected products are no longer available for purchase. The beef jerky stick products were produced on May 27th and have an 18-month shelf life. The products are 6.9-ounce bags containing 6 1.15-ounce vacuum-sealed packages containing Riverbend Ranch original beef stick and packages containing Riverbend Ranch jalapeno beef stick with a best-by date of 11/27/2026. The products bear EST 47282 on the back of the label. These items were shipped to a company that further distributed the products online and to locations nationwide. The problem was discovered after the firm notified FSIS that it received consumer complaints reporting transparent pieces of plastic in the beef stick products. FSIS is concerned that some product may be in consumers' pantries. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. There have been no confirmed reports of injury or illness due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an injury or illness should contact a healthcare provider. The second recall is for Kraft Heinz Foods Company, which is recalling approximately over 367,000 pounds of fully cooked turkey bacon products that may be adulterated with Listeria monocytogenes. The turkey bacon was produced from April 24th through June 11th. The following products are subject to the Kraft Heinz Foods Company recall: 12-ounce vacuum-packed packages of Oscar Mayer Turkey Bacon Original and Universal Product Code 07187154860 printed on the packaging under the barcode use by dates ranging 18 July 2025 to 02 August 2025 and lot code RS40. 36-ounce packages containing three 12-ounce vacuum-packed packages of Oscar Mayer Turkey Bacon Original and Universal Product Code 07187154 8748, printed on the packaging under the barcode, used by dates ranging 23rd July 2025 to 04 September 2025, and lot codes RS19, RS40, or RS42. 48-ounce packages containing four 12-ounce vacuum-packed packages of Oscar Mayer Turkey Bacon Original and UPC 07187154 8793, printed on the packaging under the barcode and used by dates ranging 18 July 2025 to 04 September 2025 and lot codes RS19, RS40, or RS42. The products subject to recall bear the USDA mark of inspection on the front of the label. All products in both recalls were shipped to retail locations nationwide. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an illness should contact a healthcare provider. The Vernon County Office of Emergency Management has announced that the county is officially live with its new public alert and notification system, transitioning from the Nixle platform to Everbridge, a global provider of critical event management solutions. Everbridge will now serve as the county's primary tool for distributing emergency alerts related to severe weather, public safety threats, road closures, evacuations, and other urgent events. Notifications will be sent through multiple channels, including voice calls, text messages, emails, and the Everbridge mobile app. Everbridge will operate as an opt-out system, utilizing its Resident Connect feature to pull in publicly available landline and mobile numbers to expand coverage. Residents who do not wish to receive alerts can choose to opt out at any time. The system may deliver calls from 608-637-5266. Residents should be aware that these calls are legitimate and part of the official Vernon County Everbridge alert system. As with any major system transition, some fine-tuning is expected in the early stages. Officials ask for your patience as they continue adjusting settings and optimizing the system to ensure accuracy, reliability, and relevance in every alert. If you were previously subscribed to Nixle, you may need to resubscribe to Everbridge depending on where you live. Vernon County residents need to take no action. However, those that live outside of Vernon County and would like to receive Everbridge alerts should register by following the link member.everbridge.net/index/10160335696646. For more information or to manage your alert preferences, visit vernoncountywi.gov or everbridge.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to boat responsibly during the 4th of July weekend by staying sober and always wearing a life jacket. Operator inexperience, inattention, recklessness, and speeding are the four leading causes of watercraft crashes, with the leading cause of death being drowning. Drowning can happen to experienced swimmers, Most people who drown in boating-related incidents know how to swim but become incapacitated in the water, such as being injured, unconscious, exhausted, or weighed down by clothing. So far in 2025, there have been 5 boating fatalities in Wisconsin, and 2 victims were confirmed not wearing life jackets. In 2024, there were 14 boating fatalities, 10 of which involved a victim not wearing a life jacket. New life jackets are much more comfortable, lightweight, and stylish than the bulky orange style most boaters know. Innovative options such as inflatable life jackets allow mobility and flexibility for activities like boating, fishing, or paddling, and are much cooler in warmer weather. Follow these safety tips and enjoy Wisconsin's lakes and rivers with family and friends. Sign up now to take an online boater education course. Always wear a properly fitted and fastened life jacket when on or near the water. A life jacket will keep you on top of the water. If you walk off an unexpected drop-off, a wave or a current overpower you, or you fall out of a boat. Enjoy the water sober and know your limits. Alcohol blurs a person's judgment, reaction time, and abilities. Keep an eye on the weather and tell someone where you are going. And be ready for the unexpected and always wear your life jacket. Learn more about water sports safety on the DNR's Boat Safety webpage. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa in southwestern Wisconsin will stay open through the summer. The Iowa Department of Transportation said that the existing bridge, which was built in 1931, will stay open for now, but future closures are planned once the summer ends. The Black Hawk Bridge, which spans the Mississippi River from Lansing, Iowa, to near DeSoto, Wisconsin, was closed from May 17th to June 9th this year, and for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. A replacement bridge is being built and is set to open in 2027. You can help prevent the spread of the invasive jumping worms in Wisconsin. The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says the invasive species native to eastern Asia first popped up in Wisconsin in 2013. Jumping worms alter the soil and create a challenging environment for growing plants and trees and establishing lawns. You can help prevent the spread of jumping worms by cleaning your equipment when moving from one site to another, inspecting plant materials before installing, and ensuring wood chips and mulch are sourced from responsible suppliers. More information can be found on DATCAP's website. A man was arrested following an attempt theft. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a male subject attempting retail theft from a business on East Leffler Street in the city of Dodgeville Wednesday night around 10:45. The subject then fled the scene on foot and was later located by the Dodgeville Police Department with assistance from the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. Aaron M. Faga, 26 of Madison, was arrested on an out-of-state warrant. He was transported to the Iowa County Jail to await transfer. Funeral arrangements have been announced for Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. He died Sunday after being shot in the line of duty 1 week ago today. Visitation will take place Friday, July 11th at Elm Brook Church in Brookfield. The funeral service will follow. Officer Corder will be laid to rest at Wisconsin Memorial Park with a Milwaukee Police Department honor guard standing watch until his burial. It's 88 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:24. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, Don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering. The little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 89 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:26. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
It's called Reminisce by J.H. Wagoner. The following selection, titled Reminisce, appeared in the Richland County Republican on July 1st, 1869. It was under the title heading of 15 Years Ago. And now, for Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb, Richland Books, Chapter 12, it reads as follows. Dated 1869, it was 15 years ago tomorrow, on July 2, 1854, that the family of C.W. Wagoner, of whom the writer was one, hauled up to a hotel in Richland Center. He then kept with what was one Colonel Ira S. Hazeltine after a tiresome journey by rail. It was steamer, then stage. They went from an eastern part of Ohio through the railway to Milwaukee, from Milwaukee to Madison, and it was, although a new road, it was still very rough. The trip from Madison was made by nearly 2 days of livery convenience by horse. All the surroundings observed in this new county was very different from those of the area that they had just left. The rude cabins, the rough roads, the wild scenery, these were in striking contrast to the comfortable dwellings that they had experienced in Ohio. It was a placid surface there, but the change was little lamented by the boys. Our range was much enlarged, and we enjoyed the freedom of the hills and valleys. The luxurious county offered a development of years. The first celebration of the national anniversary in Richland Center was on the second day after we arrived. The first flag unfurled in the breeze in the valley, which waved on July 4th, 1854. The first Liberty Pole, yes, Liberty Pole, was implanted in the soil of the village where the Stars and Stripes floated on that July 4th, 1854, a glorious day it was. No 4th of July seemed more grand since, because it was the first that we experienced. A handful of people comparatively participated in the observance of that day. Nearer to them now, no internal dissensions then. Good for one, good for all, the people of the surrounding county and the people of the village of Richland Center were all one. They sought the aid of the lowly cattle for purpose of pleasure and labor and the fat of the land. Wherever found, it was common property. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Farm Progress Days in Richland County 23 years ago, dated 2002.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
On Monday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that a sharp-tailed grouse hunt will be held for the first time since 2018. According to a press release, the hunting season will be held from October 18th to November 9th. Interested hunters can apply for entry into a limited drawing lottery until August 1st. DNR officials say years of conservation efforts have helped the sharp-tailed grouse population grow enough to support the hunt. More information can be found on the Department of Natural Resources sharp-tailed grouse hunting webpage. The Lone Rock 4th of July celebration will be held tonight and tomorrow at Fireman's Park. This evening at 5, the concession stands open and Doc's DJ will be playing music until 10:30. There will also be an old-timers baseball game starting at 8. Tomorrow morning, there will be a marketplace featuring local vendors from 7 until 4. Angela Larson is the chairperson of the Lone Rock celebration.
Currently, we have Gina's Creations, we'll have Party Light, Candles and Accessory, King's Honey, North Earth Crystal and Gifts, Forever Wood Turning, Emma's Veggies and Baked Goods, and then Kelly Quinn has some paparazzi and some other Color Street, Red Aspen Nail, Tupperware type of things, and then Inspired Nutrition, and I believe there will probably be a couple more.
The 5K Water Walk Run will be held at 8. After the walk run, the parade will step off at 11. Following the parade, barbecued chicken will be served in 2 locations.
Down at the fire department, the EMS is cooking the chicken this year. And then we also have the First Lutheran Church making their chicken, and that will be down at Fireman's Park. That's always good. Churches take turns each year who's doing it, so they get the benefit from that. And the EMS always does a fantastic job, and the fire department, they always help out and want to do that.
At 1, a sand wrestling tournament hosted by Top Dogs Wrestling will be held at the Fireman's Park Volleyball Court. Doc's DJ will start playing music at 5, and fireworks will be shot off starting at dusk. There also will be Tiningo, a petting zoo, a raffle drawing, bouncy houses, and more at the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration tonight and tomorrow at Fireman's Park. More information can be found at lonerock4thofjuly.org and on Facebook. The theme this year is Proud to be an American at the Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration tonight and tomorrow at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. Tonight, Greg Webster, Shalani, and Joe will be performing from 5 until 8, and the Corey Farley Band will be on stage from 8:30 until 11. Tomorrow morning, the Firecracker Run starts at 8, with registration starting at 7:30. More information about the run can be found at BoscobelFirecrackerRun.com. The Giant Street Parade steps off on Wisconsin Avenue at 1. Registration will be held at the fire station from 10 until noon. Thunder Showers Bounce Houses will be from 1:30 until 7. The band Countryfied will play from 3 until 7. And Willie and Hank Kids Fire Training will be at the tennis courts from 7 until 9. The highlight of the evening will be the fireworks show at dusk. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, pulled pork, and beverages will be sold both days. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks are allowed at the Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration tonight and tomorrow at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. The Wisconsin State Patrol is asking residents to participate in a nationwide contest to choose the best-looking cruiser. The contest is organized by the American Association of State Troopers, and the top 13 vote-getters will be featured in the organization's 2026 wall calendar. The Wisconsin State Patrol's entry this year features a cruiser parked in front of the last coal-fired steamship in the country, which is also a designated historical landmark. Voting for the best-looking cruiser contest can be completed online and will be open until 5 o'clock, July 11th. Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board has approved new white-tailed deer hunting rules for the 2025-26 seasons. The new rules were agreed upon after receiving input from individual county deer advisory councils, residents, and the Department of Natural Resources. The Natural Resources Board approved a statewide kill quota of over 291,000 antlerless deer and a 7% increase over the last hunting season. The board also approved a holiday gun hunt and extended bow seasons in 3 additional counties this year. Small businesses in Vernon County still have time to apply for the Elevate Vernon Grant, which remains open through July 15th at 4. The Elevate Vernon grant is funded through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Small Business Development Grant Program, which supports small businesses and small business creation. Vernon County was awarded $150,000 for the Elevate Vernon initiative earlier this year, following a successful 2024 application. The grant supports local businesses with fewer than 10 full-time equivalent employees and offers awards of up to $10,000. Businesses at any stage, startup, growing, or established, are encouraged to apply. Eligible uses include improving operations, expanding services, reaching new markets, or launching initiatives that strengthen business growth or resilience. To qualify, applicants must provide either a 10% cash match or commit to up to 20 hours of technical assistance, such as coaching, workshops, or training within the grant year to strengthen business knowledge and capacity. Applicants will be notified of funding decisions by September 12th. Paper applications are available upon request and must be returned to the Vernon County Community Development Department by the deadline of July 15th. For questions or assistance, contact the Vernon County Economic Development and Marketing Coordinator at 608-637-5334. It's 88 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:36.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to WRCO's News at Noon on this Thursday afternoon, July 3rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Currently at this time, we have no vital statistics to report.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jim and Patty Pulvermacher and Eric and Crystal Dutton. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's some pretty nice summer weather across the region, although a bit warm out there. Be sure to take it easy and drink plenty of water as you're going about your activities. This heat will stick with us all the way through Saturday before a little bit of a reprieve comes Sunday and Monday. Now, there is a front that's kind of dividing Wisconsin. It runs from around Minneapolis down toward Madison. And with that, the hottest air in the southwest part of the state, cooler to the northeast. This contrast could help develop a few spotty showers or thunderstorms late this afternoon. A bit higher chance coming in tonight as the warm front starts to lift back to the north and east. Any rain that's out there should move away early tomorrow morning, leaving us with a fairly sunny 4th of July here in much of western and southern Wisconsin. We do anticipate temperatures to be reaching their peak throughout Friday. A little bit cooler on Saturday as more cloud cover works in. A cold front approaching could bring us some rain and storms Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. Right now, it looks like it could be at least a half inch, followed by quiet weather on Monday. The forecast for the rest of today, sunny to partly cloudy and quite warm. Highs reaching around 87. That small chance of a thunderstorm popping up late this afternoon. Wind south at 3 to 8. Tonight, scattered showers and storms possible, otherwise warm and sticky. Low at 69 degrees. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower early, otherwise partly cloudy, hot and humid, high of 92. The heat indices climbing up to the upper 90s, south to southwest wind 10 to 15. Saturday, we start off at 71 in the morning, high of 87, very warm and humid. Clouds build in with showers and storms likely by mid-afternoon, again high in the upper 80s. Sunday, rain ending in the morning, then breaks of sun, not as warm, low 69, high 83. Monday, mostly sunny, high 82. Tuesday, a chance of a couple of showers and storms, high near 80. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 89 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 90, our low this morning was 61, our high so far today, 90. The record high for this state was set in 2012 at 95 degrees. The record low, 43, was set in 1967. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 64. Sunset tonight will be at 8:45 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:27. Currently in Richland Center, we have northwest winds at 6 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.07. Relative humidity is 50% and no precipitation to report. In Richland Center, it is a sunny and we're up to 90 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The cattle industry is tackling greenhouse gas emissions head-on, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Beef and dairy producers are actively pursuing ways to trim their carbon footprint. In a recent U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action webinar, Extension Specialist Logan Thompson of Kansas State University tallied the ways livestock producers are implementing offsets.
Anaerobic digesters are a really promising tool to reduce emissions. Depending on adoption rates and where you are climatically, that impacts what kind of digester is going to work for you. But you can see greenhouse gas emission reductions over 50%. And then you also get the benefit of providing renewable energy, most commonly into the California Green Energy Program. This is a tailor-made solution. It just needs to become more economically advantageous and get more and more early adopters.
The Valley View Dairy near Brookings, South Dakota uses a manure digester, and Michael Crinion is the manager there.
All farmers that I know of always want to leave their operation better than they received it. There is a lot of opportunities for farmers to sequester a lot of carbon, but they have to be properly compensated for that. So all types of sustainability has to start with financial sustainability for the farmer first.
There's a link to a recording of the webinar on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Wisconsin budget is passed and signed, and it includes some investments in agriculture. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S., planted by more farms than any other competitive seed brand. Want to know what number one feels like? Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. Wisconsin's dairy industry will continue to benefit from state budget investments. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association tells Brownfield the budget provides $2 million in continued funding for the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports.
It's been a tremendous return on investment. Last year, for instance, a $500,000 investment in dairy exporting endeavors yielded another $100 million in dairy exporting activity out of Wisconsin,
which represents a nearly 200-to-1 return on the state investment. The biennial budget increases funding for the popular Dairy Processor Grant Program to a total of $1.2 million over the biennium. The grants help small and medium-sized dairy processors modernize. The budget also directs $10 million to the Food Security Initiative over the biennium, supporting local hunger relief organizations' purchases of Wisconsin dairy, meat, and produce. It also directs $3 million to the Tribal Elder Food Security Program. The budget also continues the $7.8 million per year commitment to the Dairy Innovation Hub and $150 million over the biennium to the Agro Improvement Program. The new state budget passed the Assembly and State Senate late Wednesday and was signed by Governor Evers shortly after receiving it. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have advanced President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill to a final vote. While the House continued debate on the legislation today, U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says the Senate's version includes key wins for farmers and ranchers,
including tax provisions like 199A and bonus depreciation. It also prevents a dramatic increase in the death tax rate.
The Iowa Republican says the bill includes necessary cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. President Trump recently gave Congress a July 4th deadline to pass the bill. Global plant genetics company GDM has announced its plan to acquire AgReliant Genetics. AgReliant Genetics serves corn, soybean, sorghum, and alfalfa farmers in the U.S. and Canada with brands including AgriGold, LG Seeds, and Pride Seeds. GDM operates in 15 countries. USDA is reporting a trio of new export sales to unknown destinations. One unnamed buyer bought 150,000 tons of U.S. corn and more than 225,000 tons of soybeans. Another buyer picked up 195,000 tons of U.S. bean meal. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
A relatively quiet start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been pretty quiet following the light round of business on Wednesday. Bids have resurfaced at $222 live in the south and $368 dressed in the north. Asking prices are around $225 plus live in the south and $370 plus dressed in the north. Deals for the week have been at $368 to $370 dressed in the north, which is steady to $2 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Southern live deals have been marked at $222 to $224, steady to $2 lower than the previous week's business. At the Husk Livestock Market in Nebraska on Wednesday, there was a nice offering of yearling feeders and weaned fall calves, all of which sold in load lots and some packages. The USDA says demand was moderate to good from buyers both in-house and online. Medium and large one feeder steers, 858 pounds, brought $328.50. Feeder steers, 903 to 932 pounds, brought $306 to $315.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 653 pounds, brought $355. And feeder heifers, 877 pounds, brought $271. Box beef was sharply lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice was down $4.09 at $390.77. Select was $1.32 lower at $378.99. Cash hogs are lower at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. There was a decent day of business on Wednesday, which could mean a very sluggish day today. The industry continues to monitor demand. Globally, it's been pretty strong for U.S. pork, and that's been supportive to the market. On the domestic side, it's likely that pork has benefited from its competitive price in the retail space. Hog weights have pulled back some, which is to be expected, but there are still ample supplies of market-ready hogs, enabling processors to keep up with demand. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down 273 with a weighted average of 109.36. The Iowa Minnesota is $1.60 lower with the weighted average of 109.83, and the Western Corn Belt's 205 lower with a weighted average of 110.04. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Pork values were lower at midday, down $1.29 at 109.50. Hams were sharply lower with ribs, butts, loins, and bellies also lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6400.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on short covering and technical buying. Unknown bought old crop U.S. beans ahead of the open, along with old and new crop U.S. bean meal. Near-term development weather looks favorable in most areas. August beans are up 4 1/4 at 10.57 and 3/4. September's 4 3/4 higher at 10.44 and a half. August soybean meal is up a dime at 276.90. August bean oil's down 30 points at 54.72. Corn's modestly higher, monitoring development conditions with some help from solid demand. Unknown bought old crop U.S. corn Thursday morning, while the weekly new crop sales were solid. September's up 3 at 421, and December corn's 3 1/4 higher at 436 and 3/4. And wheat's mixed. There could be more near-term winter wheat harvest delays in parts of the plains, but the trade is still expecting solid progress. Drought conditions have expanded in some spring wheat growing areas. September Chicago's 3 1/4 lower at 560 and 3/4. September Kansas City's down 2 at 540 and a quarter. September Minneapolis is up 3 1/2 at 652 and a half. Live cattle are up and feeders are mixed, waiting to see if there's any direct business left to be done. The trade we did see yesterday was steady to $2 lower than last week on both live and dressed. August live's up $1.30 at $213.75. October 65 higher at $210.35. August feeders are 5 lower at $308.90. And September's now down 5 at $308.82. And hogs are pressured by cash and wholesale business. Pork's lower at midday. The major direct markets open sharply lower. August lean is down $1.85 at $106.05. October's $1.10 lower at $91.90. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Reducing the risk of foodborne illness and some of your summertime favorites. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Melons are one of the greatest treats of the summer, but their outer rinds can harbor harmful bacteria that can put you at risk for foodborne illnesses. Karen Blakesley, a food safety specialist with Kansas State University, says it's very important to wash the rinds of the melons before you cut them.
Melons in particular, that is really important because they sit in the dirt when they grow. And so you need to scrub them and wash them before you cut them open. There has been problems with especially cantaloupe supporting the growth of Listeria in the past. And it's because the outside rind was not cleaned properly first before they cut them open. And then that bacteria transferred into the flesh. Give them a good scrub. Get out your produce brush, scrub them good, because dirt can, the other thing about those kind of products is the rind can trap dirt in the cracks and crevices. So that's why you want to use a brush and scrub things really well.
Blakesley says when it comes to cleaning the rind, cold water will suffice to remove the bacteria, but the produce scrubbing brush is key. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he has